President Bush traveled to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida today, the home of the military's Central Command. CENTCOM is the domestic headquarters for directing military operations throughout the Middle East, including Iraq. The president gave a speech to military personnel and military families. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report.
This was President Bush's first trip outside Washington since the start of the war, and he used this speech in a cavernous airplane hangar to thank members of the U.S. Armed Forces and their families for their service and their sacrifice. He had high praise for the performance of the military in fighting in Iraq.
Over the last week, the world has witnessed the skill and honor and resolve of our military in the course of battle. We have seen the character of this new generation of American armed forces. We've seen their daring against ruthless enemies and their decency to an oppressed people.
The president offered condolences for those who have died in the first week of battle, calling them brave defenders of liberty. On Air Force One flying to Tampa, the president's press secretary, Ari Fleischer, previewed the president's remarks, telling reporters that Mr. Bush would say that the war is far from over, but that, quote, progress is ahead of schedule. But when the president actually delivered the speech, that line wasn't there. A senior administration official later said the president decided to leave out the phrase ahead of schedule, wanting to err on the conservative side. From the podium, the president said that there is, quote, good progress.
We cannot know the duration of this war, but we are prepared for the battle ahead. We cannot predict the final day of the Iraqi regime, but I can assure you, and I assure the long-suffering people of Iraq, there will be a day of reckoning for the Iraqi regime, and that day is drawing near.
In the wake of difficult fighting and fatalities among U.S. troops in recent days, there has been criticism of the U.S. strategy. But the president said today that a flexible, effective battle plan is in place and that U.S. forces will press on through every hardship. Near the end of the speech, the president looked beyond the fighting.
Our entire coalition has a job to do. And it will not end with the liberation of Iraq. We will help the Iraqi people to find the benefits and assume the duties of self-government. The form of those institutions will arise from Iraq's own culture and its own choices.
Following his speech, Mr. Bush received a classified military briefing from CENTCOM commanders. He and the First Lady also had lunch on the base with the troops before heading back to Washington and on to Camp David, where tonight he begins 2 days of meetings to discuss the war with British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Don Gagne, NPR News at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida.